In the strange sea of shimmering red light, the black shadows of overhanging trees flickered shark-swift across the windshield. On the winding two-lane blacktop, Laura Templeton handled the Mustang with an expertise that China admired, but she drove too fast. "You've got a heavy foot," China said. Laura grinned. "Better than a big butt." "You'll get us killed." "Mom has rules about being late for dinner." "Being late is better than being dead for dinner." "You've never met my mom. She's hell on rules." "So is the highway patrol." Laura laughed. "Sometimes you sound just like her."
"Who?"
"My mom." Bracing herself as Laura took a curve too fast, China said, "Well, one of us has to be a responsible adult." "Sometimes I can't believe you're only 3 years older than me," Laura said affectionately. 26, huh? You sure you're not 126? "I'm ancient," China said. They had left San Francisco under a hard blue sky, taking a 4-day break from classes at the University of California, where in the spring they would earn master's degrees in psychology. Laura hadn't been delayed in her education by the need to earn her tuition and living expenses, but China had spent the past 10 years attending classes part-time while working full-time as a waitress first in a Denny's, then in a unit of the Olive Garden chain, and most recently in an upscale restaurant with white tablecloths and cloth napkins and fresh flowers on the tables, and customers, bless them, who routinely tipped 15% or 20%. This visit to the Templeton's house in the Napa Valley would be the closest thing to a vacation that she'd had in a decade. From San Francisco, Laura had followed Interstate 80 through Berkeley and across the eastern end of San Pablo Bay. Blue heron had stalked the shallows and leaped gracefully into flight, enormous, eerily prehistoric, beautiful against the cloudless heavens. Now in the gold and crimson sunset, scattered clouds burned in the sky, and the Napa Valley unrolled like a radiant tapestry. Laura had departed the main road in favor of a scenic route. However, she drove so fast that China was seldom able to take her eyes off the highway to enjoy the scenery. "Man, I love speed," Laura said. "I hate it. I like to move, streak, fly. Hey, maybe I was a gazelle in a previous life. You think?" China looked at the speedometer and grimaced. "Yeah, maybe a gazelle. Or a madwoman locked away in Bedlam. Or a cheetah. Cheetahs are really fast." "Yeah, a cheetah. And one day you were chasing your prey and ran straight off the edge of a cliff at full tilt. You were the Wile E. Coyote of cheetahs." "I'm a good driver, China."
"I know."
"Then relax."
"I can't."
Laura sighed with fake exasperation.
"Oh, ever?"
"When I sleep," China said, and she nearly jammed her feet through the floorboards as the Mustang took a wide curve at high speed. Beyond the narrow graveled shoulder of the two-lane, the land sloped down through wild mustard and looping brambles to a row of tall black alders fringed with early spring buds. Beyond the alders lay vineyards drenched with fierce red light, and China was convinced that the car would slide off the blacktop, roll down the embankment, and crash into the trees, and that her blood would fertilize the nearest of the vines. Instead, Laura effortlessly held the Mustang to the pavement. The car swept out of the curve and up a long incline. Laura said, "I bet you even worry in your sleep."
"Well, sooner or later in every dream there's a boogeyman. You've got to be on the lookout for him."
"I have lots of dreams without boogeymen," Laura said. "I have wonderful dreams."
"Getting shot out of a cannon?"
"That would be fun. No, but sometimes I dream that I can fly. I'm always naked and just floating or swooping along 50 feet above the ground, over telephone lines, across fields of bright flowers, over treetops. So free. People look up and smile and wave. They're so delighted to see that I can fly, so happy for me. And sometimes I'm with this beautiful guy, lean and muscular, with a mane of golden hair and lovely green eyes that look all the way through me to my soul. And we're making love in midair, drifting up there,
and I'm having spectacular orgasms, one after another, floating through sunshine with flowers below and birds swooping overhead, birds with these gorgeous iridescent blue wings and singing the most fantastic bird songs you ever heard. And I feel as if I'm full of dazzling light, just a creature of light, and like I'm going to explode, such an energy, explode and form a whole new universe and be the universe and live forever. You ever have a dream like that?